Congressional App Challenge. Technological literacy is a vital skill for success, both in business and daily life. Congressman Dusty Johnson's announcement of the South Dakota 2022 Congressional App Challenge winners entered into the congressional record on Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. We're grateful to Representative Dusty Johnson and his team for facilitating the App Challenge in South Dakota. It's given our homeschool the opportunity to grow and shine. The Congressional Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Academic Competition, also known as the Congressional App Challenge, is an official initiative of the U.S. House of Representatives that allows students in middle and high school within participating congressional districts to compete in an annual software application development contest. The winners for each district are then invited to House of Code, a two-day event on Capitol Hill, where they get to demo their app for the representatives and other winning teams from across the country. The Congressional App Challenge is one of the most prestigious awards for student coders in the United States. Here in South Dakota, we only have one congressional district, so our winners represent the whole state. As you may have figured out by now, our education model thrives on real-world projects, mostly, but with the App Challenge, it was a great opportunity to bring together some of our real-world projects into a competitive space and compare our progress to others. It was motivation for our team to work on the projects, so even if our projects didn't win, it was still an educational win. As it happens, our homeschool has won the competition 3 years in a row. Casey and Caitlin's first entry into the challenge was in 2021 with an app called the Bill List Discrepancy Locator that identifies and displays inconsistencies in the city's bill lists, which is a document containing a list of vendors that the city of Spearfish pays at every city council meeting. From May 6, 2013 to August 3, 2020, there was $112,160,190.07 spent on Spearfish's bills. However, the city does not provide any sort of easily accessible report besides the raw data in the city council meeting minutes. Our homeschool built an information system to create that report. We were looking at the totals and making sure we hadn't made any mistakes in data entry when we discovered that one of the totals wouldn't reconcile with the data in the bill list. There was a $324 inconsistency, which we confirmed with the city. We found the needle in the haystack when it comes to errors, a 0.00029% error. Originally, we manually added up the numbers in each bill list and compared it to the reported total from the city. Bill List Discrepancy Locator is an automation of this check. They received the news of their win the next year and were invited to a Zoom meeting where they could show off their app. The event that is usually held in D.C. for the winning teams was being held virtually due to COVID concerns. The second victory came in 2022 with an application called Lighthouse, a literary guide. Here's their explanation. Quote, "We are surrounded by all different kinds of media that, if we're not careful, can poorly program our brains, especially those of young people and children, in ways that we didn't even notice or understand. By reading certain material, we might change who we are or who we will be in the future. Our minds need to be protected." The goal with this human intelligence system was to use human cooperation and community to provide a way to understand and find good material for people and their kids to read, and in this way, protect our brains from any unwanted subliminal messaging. In addition to the other people Lighthouse can help, we wanted to shine the light on Casey and Caitlin's cognition and find out what influential material they might have read, having had carte blanche when they were younger at the library, compared to the formulated reading list that you'd get in most schools. In Lighthouse, you can add highlights to a book that you've read. A highlight flags a quoted passage from a book that someone wanted to bring to the attention of others. It could be something that they found to be offensive, questionable, or just something they wanted to point out that might positively or negatively affect others who might be vulnerable in one way or another. 7 months after we got back from D.C., Casey entered the challenge again with a project called Siren Shield, securing the third Congressional App Challenge victory for our homeschool. After Caitlin's graduation earlier in the year, Casey had to do the project alone. Here's the narrative she put together for her demo video, including the inspiration and process for the project. In the summer of 2020, 3-inch hailstones destroyed our front windows and ruined our garden. Right before the storm, the local tornado siren went off. We thought it might be possible to utilize the siren sound and create a wirelessly activated shield to protect our windows and our garden. But what might it look like? To start, I built two models, one of the house we live in and one of our garden, using a small servo motor that is connected to a Raspberry Pi in order to control the mechanics. When the app is running, it actively listens for the tone of the siren, which is A440, the musical pitch corresponding to an audio frequency of 440 Hz. When it detects that tone, it lowers the shields on the garden and the window. The first year we won the Congressional App Challenge, we were unable to go to D.C. since the event was canceled due to the pandemic scare of 2021. However, our second victory allowed us to revisit our plans to attend the STEM event at the Capitol. The third victory had us again needing money to make the trip to D.C., but by this time we were old hats at fundraising, and the last year, in 2024, we had the added incentive of a kid's book that we'd written and Casey had illustrated to offer as a gift to our donors. Because of Lighthouse's victory, we found out in early 2023 that we were invited to D.C. for House of Code, the winner's event that had returned to being held in person. At first, we weren't sure if we were going to be able to go. A cross-country trip was something we definitely didn't have the funds for, but we didn't want to throw away this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Casey and Caitlin to be honored at the Capitol. We started an online fundraiser and began going door-to-door, which is no easy task, in March, in South Dakota. We were trudging through the snow and sleet, talking to dozens of local businesses as well as our family members to raise the money to make the trip out to D.C. In the end, we had just enough to get there and back. In 2024, after the third victory, we upgraded our fundraising tactics and hit our goal of $5,000, which allowed a longer trip and more time to enjoy different parts of the country. Our most successful strategy was setting up a small table with a demonstration at the front of a highly trafficked store. It gave Casey a chance to speak with hundreds of people and gave her demo hundreds of times before heading to D.C. to do the same. By the time we arrived in D.C. for our demonstrations, talking about the projects with people while giving a demonstration was second nature for Casey. Thank you to all of the donors and sponsors for putting fuel in the tank and for listening to Casey's presentation to help her get ready to present in D.C. and represent South Dakota so well.